Okay, so the question is, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the halacha is that if a person kills Bishogeh, he goes to Galus, and he goes out of Galus when the Kohen Gadol dies. Okay? And there's three Kohen Gadols, three Kohanim Gadolim, who he goes free with. Okay? Three different ones. One is the one who's anointed with anointing oil, Shemen HaMeshcha. The other one is the one who's anointed with... by wearing the clothing, right? If there's no anointing oil, you just put on the clothing. And the third is a Kohen Gadol, who was like a backup Kohen Gadol, who like took over when the Kohen was like Tameh or whatever. And then maybe then he goes back into backup Ron, his own. Right? So there's three Kohanim Gadolim, each of which, right, are defined as Kohen Gadol, and thereby make him go free. It seems so. That's the problem. I mean, the problem is like this. Is the Gemara then asks, is this is where we're up to? You're off in the days. Your question is good. Right before the Mishnah, Yibayilu b'misas kulam b'chozer or dil b'misas echad mehem? Does he go free when all three die, or when even with one of them dies, he goes free? Do you need them all to die, or is it sufficient to have one of them die in order to go free? So one of the problems is, how do you have all three of these coexisting? So the Ritva gets into that. Gets into a case where you had a regular Kohen Gadol, Neshama Mishcha, and then he becomes Tamei, and then they anoint the backup, who's Mashuach, who's like Meruv Agadim, and then, I don't know, somehow he gets a third one in also, the backup, maybe when he comes back, then he goes, I don't know, I forget exactly, but he works out a case. So the point is, somehow you can work it, you can have cases where they're all alive. Three of them coexisting. So the question is that in order to go free, do you need them all to die, or is it sufficient just for one of them to die? Right? Which one is the that sends them free? It's the Gemara Tibaya. Okay? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Nigmar Dina Blo Kohen Gadol Ein Yotzei Misham Lo Olam. Let's say you have a Gemara Din, you kill Bishogeg, the Bez and Paskins that you're Chayav Galus, and at that moment there happens to be no Kohen Gadol. He's out of action. Okay? He's out of action. There's no Kohen Gadol at that moment. It's been between Kohen Gadols or whatever. So this is, that's it. You never go out of Ayin Miklat. Because now there's no one for you to go free with. Basically, you're stuck there forever.
If what?
If you get nigger the Gemar Din, that you're Chayiv Agolas, and there's no Kohen Gadol. There is no Kohen Gadol at that moment. So then, it's like in between Kohen Gadolim. So then you never go free. Because there's no one there's no one there for the Chayiv to take hold of.
What are these interims when there's no Kohen Gadol?
I don't know. Say one of them just died and they didn't get an appointed one. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is.
I'm saying, is that like a day interim? Like, is that...
I don't know. I'm not sure how long it is. But whatever it is.
Like, I'm saying, let's say there's no coin when he goes in, but a coin is when someone's appointed next week. Does he have to wait for that one, or it's got to be Dafka, the guy
when he had the Gemara Din.
Right.
When he had the Gemara Din. Whoever is coming out of the one he has the Gemara Din. We're going to get to that. That's the next Mishnah. But whoever is the one he has the Gemara Din. But if there's no one there when he has the Gemara Din, then that's it. Then there's no Kohen Gadol who he goes free with. So that's it. He stays there forever. Stuck forever. So the Gemara says, V'im Yisa le'adar v'l'hanach. So why not just, what about the other two guys? Why are you saying there's no Kohen Gadol? There's no Kohen Gadol, but there's still, what about the other Kohen Gadol? Let him go free with the other ones. Elamai, no, you need all three of them to die. And therefore, it's not going to help you. Because maybe the other two are going to die, but as long as one of them is missing, you can't have all three pieces matched up. So you're never going to go free. So the more answers, obvious answer, no, but Delaka is talking about a case where there are not all three. The Rambam, when it says there's no Kohen Gadol, it means there's none of them. Whereas really, I'll tell you, he goes free just when one of them dies. And the case here, where it says where there is no Kohen Gadol, means there is none of all three. All three of them are missing. So if you get the Gemara Din when there is no Kohen Gadol at all, then you're stuck there forever. But in Echnami, if there isn't one Kohen Gadol, but there's the other Kohen, then you'll go free with the other one. So you can't prove anything. I'm not sure. Right. So basically it ends up unresolved. The Gemara doesn't resolve it. I mean, we hold it's one of them. You only need one of them. But the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara itself doesn't resolve it. Right? The Gemara itself doesn't resolve it. So as far as we're concerned, we have to figure out the Svara. It would be the Svara to say that you go free with one of them, or would be the Svara to say that you go free with all three. Yeah, okay, good. So Matt and Yaakov say good, is on this one side is easy. Is that you need to look at when a Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. And they're all called Kohen Gadol. So what's the sense of needing all three? I mean, any one of them dies, that's the event of the Nisus Kohen Gadol. And each of them have a shame of Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the question is, what's the sense of demanding them all to die? Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking like what Matt and Yaakov were suggesting. And this is Rabbi Shimon suggested this idea. Is that there's an idea, right, it's a different idea. It's not, see, the way we're normally looking at it is it's like the event of the Mises Kohen Gadol is a machaper. It's like an event. That event is a machaper. So then what's the difference? We need all three. The event, one of them dies. Is that event? It's a Mises Kohen Gadol. Right? The other way is it's not, that's not the idea. The idea is the Kohen Gadol is like the leader of the time. And it's like an idea that it's like a new generation. The leader goes on. It's like a new leadership. The whole thing turns over. And it's a new, it's like the Am has changed. The leadership has changed. And it's like when the leaders die and we've gone to a new era, then it's like a new beginning. And that's like a mechaber. It's like the mechaber is not the fact that someone, the guy died. But it's like the death that Kohen Gadol represents an ushering in of like a new period. And that's the mechaber. It's the Mises Kohen Gadol as it reflects the end of an era. So if that's the case, if there are three Kohen Gadolim and only one of them dies, it's not the end of an era. It's just one of them is there, but the other two are still there. And then another one, there's another one still there. So the idea is that it has to be, it's like where the Kohen Gadol signifies the new beginning. That's the Mechaber. The Kohen Gadol is that. Not just an event, the event of the death, but that which that the death of Kohen Gadol ushers in, like a new time, a new period. So then, if there are more than one Kohen Gadol, then it's not going to suffice unless you have more than one of them, all of them dying. You need all of them dying.
It's like an arbitrary term, big thing.
So, you could drop the end of an era apart if you don't like it. But the idea is that there are, when he does the crime, or when he goes to Gullus, there is the unit, the leadership of the time. It's leadership based on Koveya by him. It doesn't have to be an era on the books and the history books. But insofar as when he kills, there's the leadership. Who are the leaders? And when all the leaders die, the leaders relative to his Misa, that's when it's, that's Koveya, the leaders. And when they all die, then it's like a new beginning. But as long as it's his, insofar as he's concerned, it's the same world, so to speak. He's going back into the same world. The leaders are the same. So one of the leaders is less of the leaders. It's in the middle of transitioning. So it's the idea is when the Kohen Gadol, as defined relative to him, when all the leaders die, or his leaders die, and then it's a new beginning. And that's when he could go in when it's... The world which he left is not the world that he goes back into. What does it mean it's a different world? It means it's a different leadership. So it's not the end of an era on the books, on the history books, but it's relative to him that it's a new beginning. So in his mind, I don't care how old they are, one's young, whatever. The point is that was the world that he entered, and now the death of Kohen Gadol is a new world. It's not the event. The point is that Chiluk is if it's an event, there's no event of all three. An event of the Mechaper, it's like the Mises of the Mechaper, there's only one. But if it's what the event brings in, that it brings in a new time period, and now he's entering a different world, then that's going to be all three of them. If there's more than one Kohen Gadol, then it's not going to change like that when there's only one. It's different. Let's move on. Okay, so let's do the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Okay? Next Mishnah. This is interesting. Mishenigmar Dino Mace Kohen Gadol. So let's say the Kohen Gadol dies after he has a Gemara Din to death. Okay, not to death, to Galus. So the Beis Din says, Galus. Paskin, Galus. And then, before he even gets to Galus, the Kohen Gadol dies. Lucky. Depends what the halacha is. Harezeh, Eino Gola. He doesn't go to Galus. Okay, lucky. Lucky. He escapes Galus altogether. So let's just jump right to the Gemara. The Gemara asks, my time, huh? Right? Why? I'm Rabbi Kal v'chomer. Okay? Get this. It's Kal v'chomer. Okay, I got it. The guy dies. Koel dies before he gets the galus. He says, Uma Misha Gala Kvar Yotza Achshav. Someone already went to galus and the Kohen Gadol dies. He goes free. Misha lo gala. Someone who didn't even go to galus. Ain't no din shalo yigla. Isn't it obvious, logical, the Kalachomer, that he's not going to have to go to galus? Even if the guy was in galus, he goes free. Certainly, if he didn't even go to galus at all, the Kohen Gadol dies, he should go free. Right? Funny. Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Right. Right, exactly. Like, what's a bigger feat? Is it a bigger feat? This is the pshat. Is it a bigger feat to pull him out of Gullus, or is it a bigger feat to prevent him from going? Obviously, it's a bigger feat to pull him out from Gullus. But you see the Mises coming, could even do that. It could even accomplish pulling him out of Gullus. So certainly it's going to be able to accomplish not sending him to Gullus. Right? What's the question? Yeah, right? So what's the problem? Right.
Oh.
Right. Okay, good. So Aaron asked the Gemara's Kasha. It says, V'dilma hai de gala ichbar lai. The reason why he went to Galus, he has the kapara, he already went to Galus. Hai de lo gala lo mi de gala. I'm sorry, hai de lo. But if you never went to Galus, so then the Mises Kohen Gadol isn't going to help you. Mises Kohen Gadol is once you go to Galus, then the Mises Kohen Gadol will pull you out. But to just not send you to Galus altogether, you never went to Galus. So how's that going to work? Right, you need a mechaper. What's the mechaper? The mechaper, the Galus is a mechaper. So even Galus is a mechaper, the Mises Kohen Gadol pulls you out of Galus. Fine. But if you never went to Galus, there's no mechaper. That's it. Right? So the Gemara answers, lo, I'm sorry, mi de Galus ka mechaper? Do you think the Galus is the mechaper? Mises Kohen Gadol is the mechaper. It's not the Galus. It's the Mises Kohen Gadol which is the mechaper. So if the Mises Kohen Gadol could be mechaper, a guy who's already in Galus, certainly could be mechaper someone who didn't go to Galus. Okay? Saying is, you thought the Galus was the mechaper. You're wrong.
That's like a fact.
Right, exactly. That's a problem Mark's saying is, come on, who are you fooling? You tell me Galus is the mechaper? Right? That's not true. Come on. We know it's a fact. So Tosus asks about it, though. He brings the Gemara, which says it. Okay? But that's basically the problem. You kind of feel like it's playing fair. Look, it's Shumi's Kohen Gadol is, but well, Galus is also. Come on. Galus is a mechaper. Maybe you need Galus. And that's basically what the Gemara is asking. Like, maybe you need Galus. So just because if you're in Galus and the Kohen Gadol dies, you're free, doesn't mean if you never went to Galus at all and the Kohen Gadol dies, you're free. Because maybe you need Galus. Galus is a mechaper. So if you tell me Galus is not a mechaper, zero, no such thing, you made a mistake, fine. Then I kind of hear Galus is a mechaper. I guess I don't need it. But there's a Gemara which calls Galus a mechaper. And it's obvious Galus is a mechaper. But it's a Gemara. Tema. Bottom Tosus. Enochanami. Me think Galus is a mechaper? Tema Enochanami. Yeah, it is a mechaper. Because I'm a Bresh Mechilton. Heim Shaloh Asu Maisa Liglu. These guys who didn't do a Maisa should go to Galus. I think it's Adam Zoman. So that they'll have a kapara. Alma Galus Mechaperas. It says they should go to Galus so that they'll have a kapara. So you see, the Gemara there is considering going to Galus as a mechaper. Right?
All those cases we did where you were like really crazy, you said Galus wouldn't be a mechaper for you.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Galus is a mechaper for you. Yeah, Karl Mezid, Galus is a mechaper. Right. So I mean, you could always just stuff it in and say, oh, it means to go, it means going to go, it won't be a mechaper. But come on, it just, obviously Galus is a mechaper. Who are you fooling? Right? That's kind of, look, he's bringing an open question to the Tosafot from the Gemara, but I think it's just like, you can't say Galus isn't a mechaper. So Yesh Lomar, Dehachla Kapara Lepatra Migalus Kamar. It doesn't mean Galus isn't a mechaper. It means a mechaper in order to pater you from Galus, to pater you. Exempt you. The haboi lemelef, because he wants to learn. The misha lo gala adayin, person who didn't go to Galus yet. The misa's Kohen Gadol toil a pocher megalus. Mikavachomer that the misa's Kohen Gadol will work to pater from Galus. Mikavachomer. Hilgach shaper mishani, midi galus mechaper misa's Kohen Gadol mechaperos. Pirish, what does it mean? The miftarei migalus. It doesn't mean the mechaper. It means the mechaper to potter you, to exempt you from galus. Sherei afilu lo gala ela yom echad. Even if you're only in galus for one day, umeis, a kohen gadol. Who chozer? He goes free after one day. Vilu lo meis a kohen gadol. The kohen doesn't die. Afilu shahashem zman meruba in yotze. He could even last there for a very, very long time and he doesn't go free. Al karchach kaparazu b'misas kohen tulya. So apparently the kapara which potters you from the galus is the Mises Kohen Gadol. Right? That's all that matters.
Versus what, like the kapara?
I don't know, that's the problem. Like, what does he mean? And what does that mean exactly? I mean, there is, so is he saying that their galus is a mechaper, is not a mechaper of a poter? Like, it's just not clear what's his answer. He's talking, and he's trying to explain it, but it's not clear what he's answering. Yeah. Okay, so let's think about this question. Also, I'd like to do, there's another question also, of Amar Abaye Kal Vachomer. That tells us. Because he also wants to ask, is by this logic, let's ask you a different question. Let's say before the Gemara Din, let's say he kills, and then the Kohen Gadol dies before the Gemara Din. So what would happen? What do you think should happen then? Before he kills. Before the Gemara Din. He kills, and then after he kills, the Kohen Gadol dies. So what would you say? Before. The Kohen Gadol dies before the Gemara Din even.
Yeah.
Kohen Gadol dies before the Gemara Din. What would you say should happen?
There's no kapara. Nothing happened.
There's no kapara. Right. That is the halacha. That it only is after the Gemara Din. But in theory, the same logic, the same Kal Vachomer should apply. And I'd say, look, if the Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol will potter you, if you're already in Galus, certainly it should exempt you from having to go altogether. Right? Why is this only Tala if he dies after the Gemara Din? In theory, you could give the same logic even before. Even if he dies before the Gemara Din. So, it's a further question. I don't want to further complicate this. So I'd like to do, so next week I'd like to do is, let's try to do the bottom tosos, and then after we do the bottom tosos, let's do this second to bottom tosos. Bye-bye. Okay?